listening to Cyber World. I'm your host, Marion Hawkins, and this is episode number one. Today's episode is titled Penetration Test. We have some great content for you today. But first, before we move on to talk about the subject of today's episode, let's take a moment to talk about our sponsors. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may, however, choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go. You need to have a good understanding of how to recognize the incident, react to it, and recover from it. Here we focus on what you need to perform a proper penetration test so that you can prevent unpleasant incidents. Penetration test, also known as pen test, is a form of security assessment that tests computer systems, networks, software, and applications for vulnerabilities that could be exploited by an attacker. It could range from a company-wide penetration test, also known as ethical hacking, to a specific type of penetration test for companies, also known as red teaming or adversarial simulation. You can find out how many different types of vulnerabilities, such as vulnerabilities in networks, software, and applications, can be detected in penetration tests. A penetration test tells you whether your system's existing defenses are strong enough to prevent a security breach. They also suggest what countermeasures should be taken to reduce the risk of your systems being hacked. A penetration test report can also assess the potential impact on your organization and suggest countermeasures to reduce the risk. Pen tests are often triggered by a change in the IT environment, including a targeted attack. To put it in layman's terms, a pen tester or ethical hacker is trying to do what a hacker would do if he breached a system, machine, or server and violated security controls in order to steal sensitive information or harm the organization in any way. Penetration tests are, by definition, tests of web applications, networks, and computer systems to identify potentially exploitable security vulnerabilities. The primary goal of security as a whole is to prevent unauthorized persons from accessing, modifying, or exploiting a network or system. Again, the ultimate goal of an ethical hacker is to gain unauthorized access to a system to exploit vulnerabilities or gaps in the security process. In order to evaluate a system's security, the system must be considered authorized in the eyes of the ethical hacker and the general public. The aim is to find out if the target is vulnerable and, if so, by whom and for how long. This is a simulated cyber attack in which ethical hackers use all the tools and techniques available to malicious hackers. In penetration tests, a professional and ethical hacker breaks into a corporate network to find vulnerabilities before the attacker does so. This is one of the most common types of penetration testing, in which hackers and consultants break into corporate networks to find vulnerabilities while the attackers do so. It is the first and most popular type of penetration test in the United States and is an important component of cybersecurity training. Chopping used to be hard and required a lot of manual work, tinkering. With so many moving parts, automated inspection tools save time and generally deliver much more accurate results than manual inspections with manual tools. One of the things that pose the highest risk to the company is to be compromised by a system without the user, and this is what has imposed high risks on the companies. Penetration tests, especially automated pen tests, can be a very effective tool for preventing attacks in the real world and mitigating these kinds of vulnerabilities. A penetration test or pen test is a timely assessment of cybersecurity. It provides a fast, simple, and easy-to-use approach to penetration testing of a system without the user. It enables IT security experts to assess security controls, including intrusion detection and response systems, identify vulnerabilities that require attention, and identify vulnerabilities in the system. Pen test simulates a real attack in controlled settings and uncovers vulnerabilities in a way that does not really harm the network or expose data. This web application penetration test examines a number of different sources, including unpatched codes. Vulnerabilities could arise from a variety of sources, including code errors, configuration changes, or even programming errors in the application. Network penetration tests aim to prevent malicious acts by finding vulnerabilities before the attacker does so. Pen testers focus on exploiting and detecting vulnerabilities in the network and its associated devices such as routers, switches and other network infrastructures. Penetration testing can provide information about hidden vulnerabilities and potential vulnerabilities that could be exploited by attackers to organizations that want to improve the security of applications, systems, people, and processes. Pen testers such as penetration testers and penetration researchers try to exploit vulnerabilities in the network and associated devices to gain access to critical system data. Penetration tests typically involve a combination of manual and automated testing and the use of tools such as penetration tests. Due to its purposeful nature, penetration tests can uncover deficiencies and weaknesses that other forms of AppSec tests will not. While penetration testers usually focus on identifying vulnerabilities, ethical hackers pursue the full extent of hacking techniques to find as many vulnerabilities as possible. Although penetration testers can detect vulnerabilities or vulnerabilities and submit a report, an ethical hacker conducts a long-term evaluation using a greater variety of attack types and testing and exploring the environment more comprehensively. This is all for today, guys. My name is Marion and I appreciate your attention. Please join me for the next episode of Cyber World and share this podcast with your friends if you enjoyed it. Thanks, bye-bye. Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is a first-of-its-kind artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker. You can now convert any blog post or article into a full-length professional-sounding podcast and share it with the world. Let's face it. Most people today have attention deficit disorder. All the Adderall in the world won't make them sit down and read your boring quote-unquote content. They may however choose to listen to it in the car, in the gym, while running, when they take the dog for a walk, while sitting in their cubicle pretending to work. And let's face it, they will listen while sitting on the toilet. So for your users' sake, make your content easier to consume. Visit www.podbot.ai today and learn how your content can become easier to consume on the go.